Well, this week we have tickets for you to see The Paradox at the Vans Warped Tour. Keep listening for your chance to win on K-Rock. It is the world famous K-Rock. It's Kevin Ryder in the afternoon. What's up, party people? On the show today, we have What's Up with Florida. A driver returned to the scene of his accident. A drunk driver, I should say. While police were there. People are dumb. A thief got his truck stolen while inside robbing a place. So he called the cops. Everything that's going on with the World Cup, we will talk about. The International Space Station could see the fireworks in Los Angeles. Well done. The 420 catch of the day is our new music feature. And in the 5 o'clock hour, we've got tickets for the LA World Cup Fan Zone at West Harbor in San Pedro for the semifinal game on July 14th. That's coming up. Yesterday afternoon, we took phone calls on how somebody else can ruin your sports viewing experience. Don't be this guy.
Yeah, my dad does it every day.
Really? What? What sport?
Does it every day because all he does is commentate all the time. And he's never played any of these sports before. And he thinks he knows. He goes, I could have done that.
So any game that he's watching.
Any sport that he's watching, he has to do commentary for.
Yeah. And, like, for instance, my boyfriend is, like, super into soccer. So, obviously, now my dad's into the World Cup. And on Saturday, my boyfriend was like, hey, I think we need to go because I can't handle your dad commentating anymore.
Oh, my God.
Fantastic.
Does he go, like, get through the roof upset if they mess up and it's, like, his team?
No, not necessarily. I think he just thinks he knows it all.
Right.
When he talks about it, it's just like, Dad, I don't think you know what the hell you're talking about.
Armchair expert.
Yep.
I'm going to hook the strap to it and pull it out. And then I'm going to take the tractor home and I'm going to come back and get the truck after I pull it out.
Listen, it doesn't have to make sense. It's What's Up with Florida coming up on K-Rock. A drunk driver got in an accident and then did something so dumb, really only a person from Florida could have done it. What's Up in Florida is coming up next on K-Rock. We have a chance for you to see the Paradox at Vans Warped Tour in Orlando. It's K-Rock Road Trip USA. Keep listening for your chance to win tickets to the Vans Warped Tour Long Beach. Get on the standby boarding list to see them again at the Warped Tour in Orlando. Let's talk about Florida.
From the Gators out in Tampa to the weirdos in Dade County, why's a man on bath salts wrestling a tree? He proposed to an alligator, then he stole a pink Corolla. What the? It's Kevin Ryder's What's Up with Florida.
A Florida man was arrested for DUI after deputies say he was under the influence of alcohol when he drove a tractor to the location where he crashed his pickup truck earlier to try and tow it out of a ditch. So he got in the accident because he was drunk, and he went home and got a tractor and drove it back while drunk, and the officers were just standing there looking at him having a conversation.
He's like, I'm going to hook the strap to it and pull it out, and then I'm going to take the tractor home, and I'm going to come back and get the truck after I pull it out.
So he's doing this after the police are already there on the site. He drives the tractor up, he hooks it to his truck, and he tries to back it up out of the ditch. Again, while the guy's trying to pull his car out of the ditch, these are the deputies that are on scene having a conversation with each other about what could have happened.
What happened? Do you know? Like, did he damage anything over there? Is it just
the whole front end is tore off by the looks of it.
All right, so this is where they start to have a conversation with the man. They ask him, what happened? How did you get in an accident? And he says, I was on the phone.
What happened?
I was on the phone.
Okay.
All right, go on.
I was talking to a friend and wasn't paying attention.
Okay, we also saw you fall over your tractor because you're drunk.
Can you come stand up and come over here, please? Now we do have you driving your tractor.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Are you aware that in the state of Florida that you driving anything, any motor vehicle, can be considered DUI when you enter Florida roadways?
I'm going to give you three guesses as to whether he knew that or not.
No, sir, I did not.
Okay.
He's like, I'm going to hook a strap to it and pull it out.
Guys like this try to pull their truck from an accident in front of the cops, drunk. Only in Florida.
I don't understand. That's ridiculous.
It's K-Rock, and just because they're in space doesn't mean astronauts shouldn't be able to see fireworks.
Take a look at this. The fireworks over Los Angeles were so bright, astronauts spotted them from space. The International Space Station captured video of the 4th of July celebrations. NASA shared the incredible view, showing fireworks lighting up the city below. And yeah, I mean, that night, I was going like till 2 in the morning.
And I'd just like to say on behalf of Los Angeles,
you're welcome, NASA.
Over 402 people in Newport Beach were arrested in the Balboa Peninsula Saturday night, the 4th of July. How does that happen? I'll tell you in a second.
Some 350 personnel from the Newport Beach Police Department, along with 17 other regional law enforcement agencies, ended up responding to what happened here.
There were people and cops everywhere. It was not a scene where people were getting together to watch the fireworks with their families. It was something much worse than that.
By 10:50 p.m., all beaches in the city were closed, and officers were actively clearing traffic from the peninsula.
Never seen anything like this. Never seen. It's this year was the worst I've ever seen. Last year was kind of a little crazy, but this year, I mean, it was a riot.
Yeah, there's a reason for that. It was a TikTok takeover. A bunch of people on TikTok decided to descend on Newport Beach. People who don't live there, from Phoenix and Vegas and a bunch of cities in Southern California, and they all showed up there to party.
In this video, you can see police on horseback there, charging into the crowds on the beach to break up violent revelers.
I gotta tell you, the police on horseback chasing people on the beach look like Dune, the movie.
Four guys were fighting right there on 32nd, and one guy got knocked out. And so they ambulance picked him up and took him.
All right, so this is how the TikTok takeovers happen. Most of those arrested in Newport Beach didn't live in the Newport area. Like we said, arrest logs showed they were from Arizona, Nevada, Inland Empire, San Diego, L.A., and other Orange County cities. What happens is somebody posts an AI-generated flyer with a location, a date, and a time on TikTok and Instagram. And then once it goes viral, a whole lot of people, mostly teens and younger people without their parents, descend on that at one time. It's happening at malls. It happened in New Jersey at a beach. It's happening all over the United States, and it's called a TikTok takeover. And the idea is to overwhelm an area so that the police have to chase you on horseback. And that is what happened in Newport Beach on Saturday night, the 4th of July.
See, what's up with the world today, man? Can you believe that?
One of the more unbelievable People Are Dumb stories is coming up next on the world famous K-Rock. Got another chance for you to see the Paradox at the Vans Warped Tour in Long Beach and qualify to see him again in Orlando on the way. This story is one of my favorites.
People are dumb. People are dumb. People are dumb. People are dumb.
Today's People Are Dumb comes from the Inland Empire. So a guy realizes that his truck's been stolen and he calls the police. And he says, my truck's been stolen. So the police show up.
And someone took my truck.
Did you leave it here with running?
I was at McDonald's.
He's bleeding.
So one of the cops notices that the guy's bleeding.
He's bleeding. That's blood and nuts.
Now, they just so happened to be right in front of a Verizon store with a window broken that has blood all over it. And inside the store, a bunch of stuff is knocked over and stolen. And this guy is covered in blood. So what?
When you pulled up here, where all did you go?
I just went down here and came back.
I was not in that Verizon store with my blood on the window. So the guy's got his right hand out, but his left hand is inside of his sweatshirt. And he's not showing them. So the cop wants to see his left hand.
All right, let me just see your hands real quick. Let me see this hand. Okay.
His left hand has blood all over it.
All right, put your hands behind your back for me.
For what?
So just to clarify, the man's truck was in front of a Verizon store that was broken into and there was blood on the glass. And when he came back out, his getaway vehicle, his truck, had been stolen. So he calls the police and says, hey, someone took my truck.
Were you at that Verizon store? Because you got blood on your hands and blood on your glasses.
I wasn't at no Verizon store, sir. I promise to God.
Have a seat real quick. Hold on.
Oh, you mean the Verizon store behind me where the broken glass has blood on it? That one? Wasn't me. Am I bloody? Yes. But I wasn't in that Verizon store.
You got blood on your shirt.
We have one
I wasn't at no Verizon store.
We can get one of the units on that business
alarm. You have to trust me. The store that's right behind me with a bloody window and my blood have nothing to do with each other.
So here's the deal. Okay.
Okay.
Someone stole my truck. I understand that.
While he was in the Verizon store, someone stole his getaway vehicle.
So the gig's up. It's whether you want to be honest about stuff or not. You know what I mean?
I do.
All right.
Oh my God.
That's kind of some karma right there, ain't it?
The cop says that's some kind of karma ain't it?
Well, I left that, the keys in.
Yeah, that's some karma right there, dude.
Dumbass. The Paradox at the Vans Warped Tour in Long Beach, and qualify to see him again in Orlando, is coming up in a few minutes on World Famous K-Rock. It is World Famous K-Rock. We have the 420 catch of the day on the way. Megan Holliday is here now for Three Things at Four.
K-Rock. K-Rock. K-R-O-Q.
Three Things at Four.
One, two, three.
Number one. Well, what goes around comes around, and this man knows it all too well after attempting to steal from a Verizon store and then had his truck stolen immediately after. Here is that story.
This man got instant karma after allegedly robbing a store and then getting his truck stolen.
Yeah, that's some karma right there, dude.
Howard County Police responded early in the morning to a burglary at a Verizon store in Baltimore. When they got there, they spotted a broken window with blood on it. Minutes later, they received a call about a stolen vehicle across the street. When they rolled up, they noticed 29-year-old Jalen Godard had blood on his glasses. From there, police began connecting the dots. They asked to see his hands, and once they saw blood on them, it confirmed their suspicions. When they arrested him, they questioned his potential role in the robbery, to which he says,
"I wasn't at no Verizon store, sir."
Footage from the store tells a different story, though.
I promise to God.
Jalen was charged with burglary, theft, and destruction of property. He got his car stolen after leaving his keys in the car. Police have yet to release details about the suspect who stole the alleged burglar's vehicle.
I guess even criminals have to call the cops sometimes.
That's pretty
great. You know, maybe wipe the blood off your glasses first, though. Maybe. Number two, a 65-year-old English World Cup fan named Michael Hewitt. He was reported missing after disappearing during a layover in Barcelona on his way to the U.S. for the tournament. His family couldn't reach him for 10 days, prompting an international search involving police and Interpol.
10 days?
10 days. It turned out that Hewitt had simply lost his phone along with all of his travel details and family contacts, so he stayed in Barcelona watching England's World Cup matches in local pubs, completely unaware anyone was looking for him. Authorities eventually tracked him down through his bank card activity. His family said he was blissfully unaware that the world was searching for him, adding that it was an embarrassingly simple but happy ending to this horrendous episode after he was found safe and well.
He had a family, and he didn't think anyone was interested in where he was for 10 days.
Apparently not. And he was just getting hammered in the pubs.
Wow.
He was in another world. And number three, Green Day's upcoming coming-of-age comedy movie, Nimrods, inspired by the band's early van touring days before Dookie, follows three teenage friends who hit the road after mistakenly believing they're opening for Green Day on New Year's Eve. And it was announced today they're going to do a global screening on August 11th, with those tickets going on sale July 14th. And then it's going to come out officially in theaters on August 14th. So Green Day also dropped a brand new song today called I'm Never Gonna RIP, which appears in the movie. And the Nimrods soundtrack, which also features The Paradox and some other bands, is going to be coming out on July 31st. And I'm very excited about that movie. I'm Megan Holliday. That was Three Things at Four on K-Rock.
K-Rock's 420.
Catch of the day.
A monster catch of the day.
U2 has a brand new album that's coming out. It's coming out. It's the first in 9 years. And this is a single from that album. It's called Street of Dreams. They just released it. Bono sings a few lines in Spanish. Don't give up on your dreams is the theme. It's called Street of Dreams, and it's the 420 catch of the day on the World Famous K-Rock. That is the newest song from U2 called Street of Dreams. It was shot in Mexico City in May 2026, filmed around the band's appearance at the Street Child World Cup 2026 final. That is Street of Dreams, U2. It's the 420 catch of the day on K-Rock. It's Kevin Ryder and Megan Holliday. Did you see the streaker on the World Cup?
No.
Oh, so good.
When was this?
So good. You know, the main cameras never focus on it. They never cut to it.
Of course.
Because they don't want to encourage people to do it. But there's always a camera on it, or somebody shares it from their phone in the crowd, and the guy is running around naked, and the guards
are... Oh,
he was
naked, too!
Yes! And the guards were trying their best to catch him, but he's a slippery little dude. And the guards are not in shape to make that kind of tackle. So two of them are rushing after him, and then others come from the side, and others come from the end, and they finally narrow him down and get a hold of him and carry him off.
Oh,
I don't know why I love it so much.
And they have to tackle a naked dude.
Don't want to do that.
No.
That is not in my job description.
Oh, you have to show me that.
Yeah, I will. All right, so, but what we want to talk about is the opposite. That wasn't your intention to be naked.
Right.
Or even partially naked. It wasn't your plan to be naked, but it happened.
Yes.
800-520-1067. I've told you before that I got locked out of my own garage and had to crawl along the outside of the wall when there was a party in the house next door. I was like, man, oh man, I hope they don't.
Okay, but my question, why were you naked?
I went into the garage.
Yeah.
And the door closed.
Okay.
I was getting something out of my car. I don't remember.
So your only escape was to go out through the garage
and get
army
to the
crawl
back.
Around
yes,
to get to the back door.
But I can't army crawl. You can understand why. So, this is the topic. It wasn't your plan to be naked, but it happened.
Right.
800-520-1067 is the phone number. And if you're the best call, we have some great tickets for you.
Yes, call or text. You're going to win tickets to the Los Angeles World Cup Fan Zone in San Pedro on July 14th. And this will be for the semifinal game.
It was not your plan to be naked. 800-520-1067. K-Rock, it wasn't your plan to be naked.
626 said, I was on a water slide at Disney in Florida, and my shorts were kind of old, so they must have dry rotted. So by the time I got to the bottom of the slide, I was just wearing the mesh inner shorts and strips of ripped fabric.
We started this story about a streaker in the World Cup.
Woo!
They don't normally show, but the guy was completely naked. And we're going the opposite way. We're saying it wasn't your plan to be naked, but it happened. And for the best call,
we got your tickets to go to the Los Angeles World Cup Fan Zone in San Pedro on July 14th, and that's going to be for the semifinal game.
All right. It wasn't your plan to be naked?
All right. So this was in college, but we always used to, like, shotgun beers all the time. But I'd always come home at late and, like, shower right after work just because I was gross. And my friends would always break the door and come in with, like, 5 or 10 people to the bathroom while I'm showering, hand me a beer. And it slowly became more and more and more people in this tiny bathroom. At one point, we got like 20 people in there. I'm naked, chugging in beer. And like, it was just tradition at this point because the door just wouldn't lock.
Oh my God. So it was like like a naked party of one in the bathroom.
Yeah. And this happened like easily at least 40 times.
You have great roommates.
That's so
Your roommates
fun.
Rule.
Yeah. I'm still friends with most of them.
That's surprising. K-Rock, hello. K-Rock, hello.
Well, I was on a first date, actually.
Oh, no.
And she was hammered, and we were walking on the beach. It was romantic. She tripped, fell, the waves came up. It was freezing cold. So we had to strip our clothes down. There was a gang of dudes hanging out. So that was fun. Shared my date with them.
Oh, my God.
Then I proceeded to drop her off. I mean, it was so cold. It was just like, it was not worth putting the clothes back on. But my cigarettes were wet. My phone was fried. So I had to stop and get smokes, butt naked.
Oh, my God.
And once I got to the house, you know, from Malibu to, like, Pasadena, I couldn't get my key in the door. And so my dad found me in the morning and, like, curled up on the welcome mat.
Naked. So, still naked.
Absolutely butt-stark naked. And I'm so white, you could probably see me like a globe.
Oh, my God. This is so epic. Did you get a second date after that?
I didn't want to because, like, she had a British accent starting off on the date. And by the end of it, it was gone. She was just, like, she was pretending to be somebody. She was good looking, but not worth it.
K-Rock, hello.
So the plan is this. There's a move you can do on playground bars, if it's a wooden bar, where you kind of sit above the bar and you straddle and you go sideways. That's a move that kids do in, like, recess, if it's a metal bar. So I've been doing that move. And then I was in the gym where it's a wooden bar.
Right.
So I went to do that move, and my pants and underpants just, like, cycled around the bar in such a way that I was trapped upside down with everything hanging out, no way to extricate.
Nice.
So you flashed the entire gym.
Yeah, and I had to get like a coach to like lift me up and unwind me.
You had to get somebody to come. So you were hanging naked until someone came and helped you.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Oh, this is so good.
K-Rock, hello.
Alrighty, yeah. So my story tracks back down to when I did a trip to Mexico when I was younger.
Yep.
I was out there visiting my family, right? And then just my cousins being older cousins, just trying to be funny with me. They decided to grab me and strip me completely butt naked And mind you, their house is on the avenue, right? This is Mexico City and on the avenue.
Right.
Right. They tossed me outside. They closed the doors, and there was just people walking by, man. And it was just so embarrassing.
No!
How old were they, and how old were you?
And I hope this trauma, you know, I get to get something out of this, man, because it was so embarrassing. I was about 11, 12 years old. I was on the younger side. And, you know, I was out there, I want to say, like a cool 3-4 minutes, which just felt like an eternity.
Oh, no!
3 or 4 minutes.
And there was nowhere to hide.
There was nowhere to hide. The houses in Mexico are, like, right next to each other. There's not, like, a gap or anything like that.
Right.
Oh, God.
So if I went next door, it was probably, like a little market, a little business, right? It was just very, 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 very... I still think about it, you know? So when I definitely heard this, I listen to K-Rock all the time. But when I definitely heard this, I'm like, yo, I got to call in. I've never called in. Hopefully I get to share this story.
Thank you, man.
You've had this experience hardcore.
Thank you for calling.
It was not your plan to be naked outside. Call us or text 800-520-1067.
It wasn't your plan to be naked.
714 said, I walked out a wrong door after showering at the gym, got locked out of the locker room, had to walk to the right door on the other side of the gym, completely nude and wet, and I handled it by crying. It's pretty damn good.
It was not your plan to be naked.
Okay, the 562 said, at the beach, took a boogie board out into the water. The waves were a bit rough that day, and I ended up in the buff. The bikini top came up, and the bottoms were down to my knees, and many people saw. I love that.
Well done. We are taking your phone calls on the topic, it wasn't your plan to be naked.
I was an overly developed preteen who liked to sleep in just my underwear, and this particular night, the transformer behind my apartment building blew up.
Oh, my God.
And we all had to run outside. And all of my neighbors were outside as well. And here I am, like, kind of hiding behind whoever I could, like, covering myself up because I was outside my underwear.
What a nightmare at that age. What a nightmare.
And it's all your neighbors, so you're going to keep seeing them.
It was terrifying on so many different levels. But, yes, I stayed there a remainder of my life and had to be around those neighbors who had all seen me pretty much naked.
Did any of them reference it at any point in a joke or any other way?
Ooh, it's kind of like an unspoken thing. Like, I could tell when they would give me those looks. It was just like, don't. let's not go there.
Let's not go there. K-Rock, hello.
One time I was on a boat with a bunch of family and friends, but mostly family. And I was sitting there, you know, legs up on the seat, you know, opened all up and sitting there in my board shorts. And my girlfriend comes running up. She goes, babe, your stuff's hanging out the middle. There was a big slit down the middle of my shorts. And I hadn't worn them in a long time. And I was just all hanging out wide open. And
and it was all family and friends?
Yeah, it was like my cousin, a couple of my cousins and their friends. And I'm like, oh,
God.
Shit.
No. I would so much rather it be strangers than be family.
Yeah, of course.
You know?
Yeah, you know?
Yeah.
I mean...
K-Rock, hello.
It wasn't my plan to be naked. You're right. So we went camping, and my grandpa thought it would be funny to take my clothes when I was taking a shower in the public shower at the campsite.
Yes.
I'm sorry, grandpa? Your grandpa took them?
He took my towel. He took my clothes.
That's the best. It's the oldest trick. I love this.
He's hilarious.
Yeah. And I had to make my way back from the shower all the way to my campsite. Jumping through other people's campsites.
Did anyone shout at you or say something to you while you were running?
There was one couple that said, look at that naked guy. But all the other times I was hiding behind the trees. So when I got back to my campsite, my grandpa was sitting there with all my clothes just laughing his butt off.
That's fantastic.
I love him.
Your grandpa rules. Yes, he does. All right. Who do we pick?
I like the first guy that called in who was always naked in the shower, and then the roommates would...
Like 40 times?
Yeah, 40 times. So that's Lee.
Lee.
Yes.
Hey,
yes.
Congratulations. Where are you?
I am just back in the gym, actually.
Oh, okay.
Don't flash anybody while you're there.
Right.
Unless somebody gives me a beer, then I might have to.
It's all about the shotgunning the beer.
Hell yeah.
Congratulations. Exactly. You are our winner.
Yes, Lee, you got tickets to go to the Los Angeles World Cup Fan Zone in San Pedro on July 14th.
Thank you guys so much.
Well done, man.
I'm so stoked.
Yay! Thank you. Thanks for calling. We want you to see the Paradox at the Vans Warped Tour in Long Beach.
And also get you on the standby boarding list to see them again at Warped Tour in Orlando. And your shot to win is coming up next on K-Rock.